Tomorrow begins school for many children and teachers throughout this nation. Parents and their children have done their school shopping, have brought school supplies, and went shopping for clothes. And as a matter of fact, I was in Walmart on yesterday to buy a few things. And while I was in Walmart, I observed some parents and I observed some students as they were in the school supply aisle talking about and debating what they wanted to get for the school year. They were debating on what pencils they should buy. They were debating on what notebooks they should buy. And I remember growing up as a kid, just like some of you probably remember growing up as a kid, what it was like as you prepare to start the new school year off. I remember, Saints, that when I was a child growing up, that starting school was something that a lot of students didn't like to do. But I was truly blessed, and I thank God for being able to start the school year as a young boy. I remember going to Sears and Roebuck, and my parents would take me there, and they would have me try on this thing. They would have me try on that thing. They would had me try on clothes that were considered to be my school clothes. And I don't know about some of you all, but I remember growing up as a child that there was one thing that my mom and my dad always told me I couldn't do, and that was to go play in my school clothes. Do I have someone this afternoon? Because I don't know about you, but I was rough on my school clothes. I used to get grass stains on my school clothes. I used to play football when I would get home from school. And I remember as a child being blessed and having parents to be able to provide for me the things that I need for school. And I don't know about you, Saints, but starting school as a child was a time of fun, was a time of starting something fresh, starting something new, whether you would meet new friends, whether you would have new teachers. It was a time where things were new. And as I said, tomorrow begins the school year for many children throughout this nation, to include here in North Carolina. And as teachers are preparing their lessons, putting together their curriculums, they're decorating their classrooms and organizing. We have a few teachers in here, and they know what it's like to prepare curriculums and how to get the school lessons right for their children on this new school year. Teachers will be giving their students homework so that they can practice the lessons that they were taught in their classrooms. And I don't know about you all, but I remember as a child growing up and how the teachers would give us homework and how I didn't like it. How I didn't like having to come home, and even though after I've been in school all day long, I had to do more work while I got home. But there was a purpose and there was a reason that the teachers gave us homework that we may take home and learn what we had learned in our classrooms. We may remember the science lessons and the history lessons, the reading and the math lessons that we were taught back when we were growing up. And I don't know about you, Saints, but if you know some students that are in school now, today they got some new kind of math. Y'all getting quiet on me. That new math. See, back in the day, they used to teach you how to do addition and how to do subtraction and how to do division and multiplication. And now today, they have a new form of math where they teach you how to multiply and how to divide and how to get answers a little bit differently. And I don't know about you, Saints, but it makes it seem to be a little bit more complicated than what I'd learned when I was growing up. But let me suggest, my brothers and sisters, that even though children have been given school lessons and they'll be given school lessons all this year, they'll be given homework throughout the year, let me suggest that we have been given a lifelong homework assignment from the master teacher. But the homework that the Lord has given us is work, or rather, I should say, instructions, so that we can get home. Let me say that again, because some of that went over your heads. See, the master has given us some homework. I should say rather instruction, so that we can get home. Because some of y'all might not know this, but this earth is not our home. But it's what we do, it's how we love, it's how we live, it's how we treat one another, how we treat our neighbors, how we treat those that hate us or do us wrong. It's those things that we do while we're here on earth that's going to help us determine whether we'll get home. You see, we have a master plan. We have a blueprint, if you will, for our lives. We have the basic instructions before leaving this earth, also known as the Bible. And in these 66 books that we call the Holy Bible, we have the lessons, we have the principles, we have the instructions that the Master has given to us that we may be able to learn from, that we may be able to apply to our lives, that we may be able to learn how to love our neighbors, that we may be able to learn how to be submissive, that we may learn how to do all the commands that he has called us to do. Do I have someone this afternoon? Y'all all quiet on me. You see, we can learn math, we can learn science, we can acquire all the knowledge that we want. We can learn from books and we can become scholars. We can get college degrees from prestigious institutions to help open doors to many opportunities while we're here on earth. But if we don't have the love of God in our hearts, if we don't follow the instructions and principles from the master teacher, then there will be some doors that won't open for us. See, the Bible says that there are some pearly gates. In Revelations 21 and 21, it says the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each gate being made from a single pearl. And my brothers and sisters, I'm here to let you know that Brother St. Peter will be standing at those gates. And I don't know about you, but when I get to the gates, I want him to say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come into the house of the Lord." Yes, my brothers and sisters, we have some lessons from the master teacher that he wants each and every one of us to have. Lessons that will help us in this place we call life. Because see, there's going to come a time when each and every one of us will close our eyes and take our last breath. And when that time comes, it's going to be too late if you haven't already began to learn from the master teacher. Because see, learning from a school teacher is a good thing. But I'm here to let you know that we have some instructions here in the Bible that will help us to get into an eternal home, that will help us to have a life that's eternal, that will help us to live a life that's pleasing to God. And before I go any further, let me just clarify some things. Because oftentimes or not, we think that there are things that we have to do. There's work that we have to do. Well, I'm here to let you know that there's nothing that we can do that will get us into heaven except for to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And when you do that, my brothers and sisters, you will have the path to righteousness. You will have the path to seek righteousness. And I believe Brother Paul in our text today is teaching the young Timothy on what it is to learn from Scripture and that how all Scripture can help us to live a life that's pleasing to God. Because we have lessons from a master teacher. Let us look at our text. It says all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. Well, my brothers and sisters, you have it right there in front of you in plain English, to know that you have Scripture inspired by God that's useful for teaching you. But what does that mean to be useful for teaching? Well, I'm glad to say that each and every one of us in here are old enough to have been in school, and maybe we have a couple young folks that may not have been in school yet, but there's going to come a time when they'll receive some teaching, where they'll receive some instruction. Well, I'm here to let you know, my brothers and sisters, In these 66 books, we have some teaching. We have some instruction that we can learn from. They can teach us how to love our neighbors. It can teach us, my brothers and sisters, what we need to do to teach us and give us his promises, to inspire us, to encourage us, to help us when we get weary. We have some lessons from the master teacher, my brothers and sisters. They can teach us. I'm here to let you know and encourage you, brother, that all scripture is inspired by God and useful for teaching lessons from the master teaching.